Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Our pet dogs are pretty smart, sometimes frustratingly so, when there's something you don't want them getting into. In some cases, our pups even have smart behavioral traits that we selected for over time, like herding or guarding. And, of course, service dogs are trained to help millions of people around the world. But research shows that wolves are more intelligent in some ways than our dogs. The study in question, which was published in September 2017 in the journal Scientific Reports, is by an international team of researchers at the Wolf Science Center in Vienna, Austria. They found that domesticated dogs can't make the connection between cause and effect. Wolves, however, can. They came to this conclusion by testing and comparing how the two species searched for food after being given hints about where it was located. The researchers used 14 dogs and 12 socialized wolves in their experiments. During the tests, the animals had to choose between two containers, one with food and one without. The first thing the researchers did was determine whether the animals could make sense of communicative clues by pointing and looking at the container with the food. Researchers next wanted to see how the dogs and wolves responded to behavioral clues. The experimenter pointed to the container with food, but didn't make eye contact with the animals. Finally, in the last experiment, the animals had to infer themselves which container had the hidden food, using only casual clues, like noises made when the experimenter shook the container that contained the food. Both the wolves and the dogs did well on the communicative clue tests. All found the hidden food. Both species, however, failed the behavioral clue portion. Without direct eye contact, neither dog nor wolf could find the food. During the last part of the test, however, only the wolves could make casual inferences as to where the food was located. In other words, the scientists said the wolves, not the pooches, understood cause and effect. Study author Michelle Lampe said in a statement, "The results of our study suggest that domestication has affected the casual understanding of our dogs. It cannot be excluded, however, that the differences can be explained by the fact that wolves are more persistent to explore objects than dogs. Dogs are conditioned to receive food from us, whereas wolves have to find food themselves in nature." What surprised researchers was that the wolves were able to interpret direct eye-to-eye contact. That understanding of communicative clues, researchers said, may have facilitated domestication. Scientists now believe that some modern dogs and wolves descended from a common ancestor between 11,000 and 30,000 years ago. But the study we're talking about today is unique also in that it used dogs that lived both in packs and with families. Study author Julian Kaminsky said in a statement, "The results of the dogs were independent of living conditions, and this makes our study the first to make a valid comparison between these two animal groups in this particular setup." Today's episode is based on the article "Wolves Are Probably Smarter Than Our Dogs" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by John Peritano. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.